Blog Talk Radio.
Here's an important message from Reverend Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright, Jr., Senior Pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ.
Did you know that more than half of all the new HIV/AIDS cases reported are among African Americans? Our men, our women, and our children are at risk. We must put aside our fears, exercise our faith, and put an end to this deadly disease. Encourage testing. Learn more about HIV and AIDS.
For testing locations, contact the CDC National STD and AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. You can also send me an email. Any questions or concerns you might have, email me at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Right now, powerhouse actor. The words cannot describe the skills. I mean, when we say skills, brother got skills. Roger Guinevere Smith. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's a director. He's an Obie Award-winning performer, Huey P. Newton story. He's worked with Spike Lee and Do the Right Thing. He's done theatrical performances, Frederick Douglass Now, Christopher Columbus, 1992. He has American Gangster he was playing in. You know who I'm talking about when you see him. At first, you may not recognize the name, but when you see his face, you're like, oh, my God, that guy. So let's see. I think he's on the line now.
Yeah, good morning, Joy. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Roger. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your interest in this wonderful new project, Muslim.
I think it's a wonderful project. I kind of can relate to it. I am not Muslim, but I was raised as a Buddhist. And so back, you know, in a similar time period where this particular character is having to go through school as a Muslim, I was having to go through school as a Buddhist. Now, I didn't have to wear any special garb, but I still had to deal with some similar issues, so I was very drawn to the film. And now tell us a little bit, how did you get connected? Did they seek you out or you sought them out? How did you get connected with Kasim in the movie?
I think that the project emerged kind of magically, and it was at the right place and at the right time, and the project was attached to this beautiful, wonderfully talented woman by the name of Nia Long. And Nia and I had been wanting to work together for some time. And she was actually connected to the project before I was. And when they started talking about, well, who should play my husband, she mentioned my name. And lo and behold, they had already been talking to me about coming into the project. So I think it was kind of ordained that it should happen. And of course, the work is wonderful. The script is extraordinary. The story is compelling and very, very skillfully interpreted by a dynamically talented writer-director by the name of Kasim Basir.
Definitely. I've seen the trailer. Now, in the film, you play the father. I saw, if I may speak about this, I know you had lost your father several years back. Do you feel in playing a father, was he there with you in that moment? Do you feel that you used some of his memories to help you with this role?
Absolutely. I think that whenever I'm called upon to play a father in a film or a play, I always draw upon the enduring strength of my dad. In fact, I did a show last night here in Los Angeles called the Watts Towers Project, which talks about the beautiful structure built by Simon Rodia here mm-hmm. in Los Angeles over the course of 33 years. But I also talk about growing up in Los Angeles and particularly the relationship that I have with my father. And I say have with my father because I think it's an ongoing dialogue, even though he hasn't been on the earthly plane for 8 years now. But it's an enduring legacy and strength from which I continue to draw.
Well, you have a history of choosing things off the beaten path. And from working with Urban Bushwoman in Iceland, I love the little monologue you did in there. Cut to you going into the volcano. Cut to she was going down the street with the stroller. Cut to, you know, and then in the Watts Project, the moment of the motorcycle, the guy driving the motorcycle. You are constantly reinventing yourself. You, like I said earlier, you're a chameleon. Now, you have the skills. You did your homework. Earlier, I was talking with WNBA star Candace Wiggins about doing homework. Talk to me about the homework you do to prepare for the different roles that you've chosen.
Well, it's really about research. It's really about digging into the archives. As an undergraduate at Occidental College here in Los Angeles, where our president studied for a couple of years as well, I was not a theater major. I was an American studies major. So I did a lot of history, a lot of literature, sociology, a couple of theater courses. But I was the kid who was always obsessed with the Encyclopedia Britannica. And that's what I did for fun. And, you know, thankfully, there was no computer internet at that time, because I think I probably would have never gotten out of the internet had I had access to it as a child.
Sucked into the black hole of the internet.
That's right. And but fortunately, I was able to combine my academics with athletics, and I did get outside a lot as well. So
you studied at Yale.
This is what intrigues me. I went to Yale as a graduate student, thinking that I would pursue a PhD in history. And on a lark, I auditioned for the drama school, and I was accepted. And it was a distinguished class, which included John Turturro and Angela Bassett and Charles Dutton. And I've been combining my interests ever since.
So now this film, Muslim, this is definitely has a lot of historical information in it, even though some things might be slightly fictional, but it's based on Kasim's life, yes, and his experience. In relation to 9/11, after that, the whole country and the bashing of Muslims and what it means to be a Muslim, and now they have this whole uprising about, you know, a center being near ground, you know, zero, but nobody talks about the African burial grounds that are down there, you know.
Well, I've talked about it. You've probably seen me on the internet talking about it. Yes, the African burial ground where we had perhaps 30,000 African people who were interred there, and you know, the World Trade Towers were built right on top of that without any kind of sensitivity. And more recently, of course, we had a person apprehended in Dearborn, Michigan, who apparently was intent on doing harm to the very large and beautiful mosque there. And interestingly enough, we filmed at that mosque, and one of the, you know, crucial scenes actually took place there in the film. So that's cutting very close to home as well. This is an extraordinarily topical film, rendered with great sensitivity, I think, by all involved. My wife, of course, played by Nia Long, an intolerant college administrator, played by Danny Glover. Against political type. Of course, our son, played by Evan Ross, with great sensitivity. It's a beautiful breakout role for this young man, I think. Extraordinary discipline he has shown in creating this this young, troubled young man who comes into a Midwest university situation as a first-year student wanting to disavow himself from Islam. He throws his kufi out the window on the way to campus, and he's burying some very difficult secrets that he has been harboring for a long time since he was mm-hmm. in the madrasa as a young student. And when 9/11 comes to the fore, he is forced to deal with his past.
You can't run away from the past.
And with the present moment. And so it is a coming-of-age story, and it is, I think, beautifully rendered family drama as well, which we see so infrequently, particularly when we're talking about African-American families. This is a story of great complexity, great nuance, and rendered beautifully by cast and crew, and certainly by a dynamic young filmmaker by the name of
I want to mention to the audience that there's a fan page on Facebook that they can look up the film. It's MOOZ-LUM. You can look that up. Also, you can check out Roger's website, guenveur.com, GUENVEUR.com, to check out his works and clips of different projects he's worked on. And now, what do you I know you're working on some upcoming things, Abduction with John Singleton. Also, you're doing Corner Store. Are you still working on those projects?
Absolutely. Those films are in the can. Abduction, actually, I'm going to be doing some voice work on that in the upcoming week. That's John Singleton's big film starring Taylor Lautner. We filmed in Pittsburgh last year. And Corner Store was done in Detroit as well. It's my second Detroit film in less than a year. And this is a comedy, actually, about a man who runs a corner store in Detroit, one of the last African-American-owned corner stores in Detroit. And he wants desperately for his son and his daughter to follow in his footsteps, and his son and his daughter don't want to follow in his footsteps. And along the way, there's some pretty crazy things that happen. That's going to be premiering, actually, at the Pan-African Film Festival out here in Los Angeles later this month. And, of course,
this month is
premiering nationally on February 11th. And
yes,
it will be in at least 12 markets all over the country in a very interesting new relationship with the AMC cinema chain. They will be doing in-house distribution. So Muslim is on the cutting edge of that new plan, and we're certainly hoping that it will be successful.
I definitely want to give kudos to AMC for supporting this, because as you said, in terms of showing African-American families, we just don't have images of us in terms of African-Americans, positive, holistic images of African-Americans in different ways. We only see, gangbangers, or we see rappers, or we see, the Playboy. But people have all different sides to them. So I feel that this movie will show the different sides, the different struggles. Like you said, he initially was trying to shove down and forget about the past, but then because of 9/11, it forces him to deal with the past. I think a lot of us sometimes have issues that we're not dealing with, but it's going to come up, and you can't run away from it. So I think that's an important life lesson to try to process things in your life. Do you like doing comedy, or you like doing the more serious roles?
You know, I think I'm drawn to both, and I've done both. I was just on the air on the Adult Swim network with Chris Elliott doing a crazy thing called Eagle Heart, which is kind of a takeoff on the Chuck Norris action films. And I quite enjoyed doing that. That's in rotation right now. It's called Eagle Heart on the Adult Swim network, which takes over from the Cartoon Network in the evening when the kids are not supposed to be watching TV.
Not supposed to be watching. So if you could have dinner with a historical figure, who would you be having dinner with?
Hopefully somebody who was a good cook.
Okay. That was good. That was a good one. So, but seriously, like, who in history do you really are fascinated with? Who are you fascinated with since you have
Well, I've obviously had a great affinity for Frederick Douglass. I've been working with Douglass material since I was an undergraduate at Occidental College, and I continue to perform a piece called Frederick Douglass Now. I mean, Douglass
How about the Huey P. Newton? How did you get connected with that, sir? Because that's a huge figure also in American history.
Well, Huey P. Newton, I came to, I think, out of ignorance. When Huey was murdered in 1989, I, you know, had heard news blurbs throughout the 80s. Huey, indicted in embezzling scheme, Huey arrested in bar brawl, Huey earns PhD at UC Santa Cruz, Huey murdered in front of crack house. How do you connect all of those dots and create a man behind a myth? People had told me throughout my life that, you know, I bore a certain resemblance to Huey, but that's the easy part. That's the superficial part. How do you then dig into the archives and hopefully come out with a fully fleshed man? I was very blessed to have been introduced to Huey's widow, Frederica, who very generously and graciously invited me into their home, where I had access to Huey's unpublished writings, his book collection, his record collection,
that's awesome.
His wardrobe, etc. And I would just spend hours listening to these old cassette tapes that Frederica had of Huey, talking to all kinds of people and reading correspondence with all kinds of people. And that's the work that I was able to do in order to prepare myself for a role which took me all over the world. And I did more than 600 improvised performances as Huey in collaboration with my great sound designer, Mark Anthony Thompson, a.k.a. Chocolate Genius. And, of course, he has a beautiful ensemble called Chocolate Genius Incorporated. They're on a world tour right now. And, of course, we documented the play. My longtime colleague Spike Lee directed it, brought his A-team to the table, and I was able to retire from smoking those cool cigarettes. And now we get to show the film all over the world.
It's in different languages?
Absolutely. It's been subtitled in a variety of languages. We've taken it all over the world, and it's been shown to great effect. In fact, we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the film's release this year.
That's wonderful. What do you think your legacy will be when you're going from here? What do you want people to remember about you? Or what do you hope to have accomplished also?
Well, you know, I'll quote Huey and say that I don't really want to be remembered, because if you're remembered, that means that you that you've been dismembered. But if I have to be remembered, I would like to be remembered as someone who was very, very, very loved. Very loved.
Mm. I love it. I love it. If you're just listening in, Roger Guinevere-Smith, check out his website, guinevere.com. Also, check out the movie Muslim, coming out February 11th around the country. And keep an eye out for Roger and Abduction, new film coming out, I believe, in September.
I think
so. For that
and
one?
Corner Store will be coming out as well. And I also have a film called Better Must Come, a dynamic film out of Jamaica, 1970s political thriller, in which I play the Prime Minister of Jamaica, based on the late, great Michael Manley.
Well, thank you so, so much for coming on this morning, especially since you're all the way on the West Coast earlier than we are here. I wish you much success, continued success, and everybody definitely check out and support this new film, as Roger mentioned, a beautiful film showing African-American family in a different light. But I think you also learn a lot about yourself in watching the film. Thank you so much, Roger, for coming on today.
Thank you for having me, Joy, and continued success. And I'm sending you some sunshine from California.
Oh, please do. All I have here is ice and snow and sleet right now. So
I know.
All the sunshine is definitely appreciated.
You got it. Okay.
All right, you have a wonderful Saturday.
You too. Peace.
Thank you. Peace. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody, check out the film Muslim coming out February 11th across the country, and you can email or call AMC to try to get it in your area. They have a website on Facebook. Check out Muslim. They also have a Twitter. You can follow them on Twitter. And you can check out Roger on Guinevere.com, amazing powerhouse chameleon actor. You don't want to miss him. If you don't know who he is, you better ask somebody. You know what I'm saying? Check out Man Has Skills, okay? You want to check him out in coming films, Abduction with John Singleton coming out September, Corner Store. I think it's in May, but you can check his website. He has listings of his upcoming events and things that's going on. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This is Joy Keys. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, you can email me. Just send me an email, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. You definitely want to check out the fan page. I'm giving away a lot of things. I give away books, CDs, tickets, dinners, all kinds of things. So you want to become a fan on Facebook to get in the know, and you want to follow me on Twitter to possibly win tickets to shows, CDs of artists. Coming up next week, I'm going to be talking about a great artist, Nina Simone. There's a woman who did a biography about her life, so tune in next week, February 12th. And also we're going to be talking about eating disorders. February is National Eating Disorders Awareness Month, anorexia, bulimia. This affects everyone, not just women. Men also have eating disorders, so you want to tune in to that show. The call-in number for the show is 646-929-0368. So you can call in and ask questions. You can chat with me in the chat room. I just hope to hear from you. And, again, we've passed 50,000 downloads of the show. Thank you so much for your support. And I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. I hope you're having a little sun like Roger does in the West Coast, because all I got here is rain, sleet, and ice. I hope you have a wonderful week, and hope to hear from you next Saturday, February 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Here's an important message from Reverend Dr. Jeremiah A. Wright, Jr., Senior Pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ.
Did you know that more than half of all the new HIV/AIDS cases reported are among African Americans? Our men, our women, and our children are at risk. We must put aside our fears, exercise our faith, and put an end to this deadly disease. Encourage testing. Learn more about HIV and AIDS.
For testing locations, contact the CDC National STD and AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS.